The question for today is, the book of Jude speaks of angels who left their own abode and of a dispute between Michael the archangel and the devil over the body of Moses. Some say that these examples come from two ancient sources, one called the Book of Enoch and the other called the Assumption of Moses. Did Jude rely on these works? Did he consider them inspired texts? Many modern commentaries either imply or state outright that Jude depended upon the pseudepigraphical Book of Enoch and the Assumption of Moses in his references to sinning angels and Satan's dispute with Michael over the body of Moses. However, the similarities between the Book of Jude and any apocryphal works do not prove that Jude depended upon these sources or accepted them as inspired texts. He was no doubt familiar with them and may have adapted descriptions found within them for his own use, but he was by no means citing them as authoritative. Similarly, the Apostle Paul quoted pagan poets, but we are not to assume that Paul's use of pagan sources in Acts 17 verse 28 lends support to the idea that the poets he quoted had written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It should be understood that the legends found in the apocryphal and pseudepigraphical works are often founded upon older traditions, some of which contain elements of truth. Rather than assume that Jude was dependent upon the Book of Enoch, why not rather assume that Jude and the writer of Enoch were citing a common tradition? Some of the information given by Enoch is true, and Jude, writing under inspiration, and with an understanding of what was true and what was not, makes good use of that information. It should be pointed out, however, that there are some variations between Jude's and Enoch's descriptions. This may suggest that Jude's similar wording indicates his familiarity with the apocryphal work, but does not indicate that he was citing it directly. The same may be said of the similarities between Jude and the Assumption of Moses. Jude knew of the dispute between Michael and Satan, and, like the writer of Assumption, refers to that event. However, nothing in Jude's text indicates that he accepts the legends that had grown up around the fact, legends such as the bodily assumption of Moses into heaven.